How about a shirt with a rainbow flag? Would that be permitted?
A shirt with a rainbow flag? No, it would. Yes, it would be. It would be permitted unless there was an issue on the ballot that related somehow to gay rights.
Right, how about a shirt that says "Parkland Strong"?
No, that would be allowed. I think Your Honor,
even though gun control would very likely be an issue,
I bet some
candidate would raise an issue about gun control.
Your Honor, the line that we're drawing is one that is related to electoral.
And what's the answer to this question? You're a polling official. You're the reasonable person. Would that be allowed or would it not be allowed?
The Parkland?
Yeah.
I think today that would be if that was in Minnesota and it was Parkland Strong, I would say that would be allowed in. That there's not.
Okay. How about an NRA shirt?
An NRA shirt today in Minnesota? No, it would not, Your Honor. I think that's a clear indication. And I think what you're getting at,
How
Your
about
Honor,
a shirt with the text of the Second Amendment?
Your Honor, I think that could be viewed as political, that would be.
How about the First Amendment?
No, Your Honor. I don't think the First Amendment. And, Your Honor,
No, what? That it would be covered or wouldn't be allowed?
It would be allowed.
It would be.
It would be. And I think I understand the idea, and there are obviously a lot of examples that have been.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. How about a Colin Kaepernick jersey?
No, Your Honor. I don't think that would be under our statute. And I think.
How about all lives matter?
That could be, Your Honor. That could be perceived as political. And I think, obviously, Your Honor, there are some hard calls, and there are always going to be hard calls. And that doesn't mean that the line that we've drawn is unconstitutional.
How about an I Miss Bill shirt?
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
I Miss Bill. Or, to make it bipartisan, a Reagan-Bush 84 shirt.
Yes, Your Honor. I believe that's political.
I can do this.